Welcome into Market Abilities with my co-host, or your host, right? When I come in, I'm an assistant to you.
At this point, yeah.
Okay. Lucas Winkler, everybody. And Wyatt Sherwin.
Howdy.
Howdy. Okay. I was going to.
I was not expecting the howdy.
A Midwesterner, man.
Yeah.
Got to represent.
So listen, Wyatt is my son. I'm Angie Wyatt. Nice to meet. He's not Wyatt Wyatt. Isn't that so funny? Stop. Okay. But we've had these conversations of late. There's this guy, and I know you guys, you've heard of him, and it's Gary Brecka and his, what is it? The perfect human?
The ultimate human.
Okay.
Not just perfect.
He's the ultimate.
Step above.
Yes. And he's changing lives. But this dude has a story. We've reached out. We hope to get him on the show.
Yeah.
We've heard from his people. Our people have heard from his people. But I was just fascinated because we're a marketing podcast, but we talk about success in business. And how can you be successful in business if you're not successful in your own body?
Yep. I mean,
yeah, it's huge.
I mean, that's, I feel like that's with everything though. Like, your day-to-day life, like when you're not even feeling like, I don't even want to say like perfect, because like people don't even feel normal nowadays. People
are
so plagued with awful food full of stuff that you can't even, like, if you ever look at the ingredient lists on like some of these foods that people are eating, it is insane. It's a book. Or like, you know, any of these medications that people are being prescribed by doctors, and they you know, they trust them because it's like, oh, that's my physician, you know?
Yeah.
But in reality, it's like they're just a few vitamins away from being that feeling normal.
That is crazy.
And being able, because like when you feel normal, that translates into everything. You're a better, you know, for you, you're a better wife, you're a better mom, you're a better business owner. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, it's
so true.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Because like, if you, I mean, I'm sure you all have had days where like you wake up and you just don't feel good. Like you're sore, pads of the feet hurt and whatever. And then, you know, how are you going to be ambitious or like really attack your day?
That's good.
When your energy level's here, you can't output anything. You know what I'm saying? It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah. So you listen to Alex Hormozi.
Yeah, I've heard. Yeah.
I've heard.
So he's very big on the inputs and outputs. Mm-hmm. And he's like, if your inputs aren't like good, then what do you think your outputs are going to be?
Oh, yeah. I know. Trash.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I was surprised to learn how they're simplifying this. And I do. One reason I respect Brecka here is Mr. Brecka. He actually worked in life insurance for years and years and signed an NDA. And that means a non-disclosure agreement. So whatever I know, I can't share with you. But boy, he's coming out now and sharing with us that the life insurance companies, we know why they're there, but it has become such a science that based on what you're taking, your lifestyle, just all these different things about you, they can pretty much tell you when you're going to die within a month. You know, and they're so good at this. And he said, do you know how hard it was for me to sit there and know that this person, if they continue down this road, their life will end here when it could be prolonged so easily with things like sunlight and a D3 vitamin, or, you know, not taking these two medications together, or
not taking any medications at all.
100%.
It's like, how do you live with, and it's nothing against life insurance agents. I think that it's great that they're getting paid.
It's needed,
right. But like, they have a piece of paper and they're talking to a human being and it says when they're going to die and why they're going to die. And
you don't,
they don't
warn them.
Say anything. And I get it. It's a legal action. But at the same time, it's like, how does that not like consume you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's looking at someone. It's being like, it's crazy. Because like, they know when they're going to die.
I don't know why, but I have this like innate feeling. Like when you said that, like, no, I'm gonna die a different time than what they say,
right.
And I'm gonna die
prove
differently.
Them wrong.
Yeah,
I'm gonna die in a plane wreck.
That's right. Dude, I am proving you wrong.
That's crazy. That's crazy, dude. I could. That's the thing. Like, if you could know when you die, like, would you even want to know? You know, what I'm saying? No.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like, oh, you're gonna die this day, I'm like, oh my god, I have like.
That's, you know, like, that's like starting like a business and knowing that you're going to be successful.
What's the point? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point anymore?
You're right.
Well, I mean, I would definitely do that because it's those sleepless nights and such that you got to be concerned about when you're starting that business. But it is what we've learned through this and through a lot of other things that we've talked about is knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm.
And if people have been through it and we can garner something from that, I think it's important, you know, to use that or apply that. There's an application to everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, that was a pitch. Like, wind it up, go.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, I feel like the people with the most wisdom have been through the most crap.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Back to that knowledge commerce that we've talked about, and you and I talk about this quite a bit. If you know it, if you've experienced it, and what I even called you back after we had this long conversation about how he is helping people and making a difference in the lives of people, because he's sought out, Gary Brick has sought out very high profile people to change their life to say, see, I told you.
Mm. Yeah.
And so that's to show you that, you know, and he chose those people because he knows that people are watching them.
Like he did it with Dana White, and wow. He also did, yeah. He's doing it with Jelly Roll, and Jelly Roll is going to lose like 100 pounds in like a couple months.
That's going to be insane.
Which is, that guy. Which is absurd. You can't stand Jelly Roll?
Cannot stand
it. Why? Just like the face tats?
He's a fake.
Fake?
Yeah.
You think?
Maybe. I don't know. He's like a rapper dude.
Oh, you saw him
live? I've seen him live.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't like it.
Voice ain't real?
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to keep this to myself, but
yeah,
he is not a good
But you know what? Here's the deal. If he is helping to change lives because he's letting people know, hey, once you've hit rock bottom, drug dealer, whatever you are, there is hope. I mean, you can go on and do better things. Just have a good person backstage or whatever that's mixing music.
Let me just say that that's not even what bothered me the most.
Okay.
Is that he would proclaim Jesus Christ from the stage and then cuss up a storm right after. Yeah. And that's what just, man.
Oh.
That makes me twitch. Well, I hate it when people do that.
Yeah, but like at the same time, I feel like, I mean, you got to look at where the dude like came from. He probably didn't know any better because like his parents and like the people around him were probably like that all his life.
Sure.
That and is then, true. You and are then it's a product like, of that.
Maybe he's trying, but he just can't get there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's just, because, you know, when something's so deep rooted and so ingrained, because he's like what? He's like 40, maybe late 30s, whatever it is. Like, imagine you hear these things going into you your entire life. And then, you know, you proclaim finally that you're ready to let Jesus in.
Yeah.
But like, there's a lot of like unrooting you have to do. I don't know if that's the right term.
Probably.
It's true.
Yeah.
But
disconnections. Like sometimes you have to distance yourself completely to lose all of that influence that keeps you from being on that right path.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, at least like, but he's trying to change.
But I am like stoked to see though that Gary Brecka is going to work with him.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah,
because he says some promise.
I think like, yeah, sure, he's going to lose a lot of weight. That's like a byproduct of probably what he's going to turn into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he'll probably really take a change for the better, not only physically but mentally as well.
Right,
and he'll come through more on like what he preaches about. He'll practice what he's preaching.
Well, yeah. Well, so speak to that, Wyatt. Like, when we bring it back to business, because it's like you've been like, you know, focused on being an athlete for the last what, probably like 6 years, like really focused on it.
Yeah.
What does that do to like your like mental clarity and to your like cognition?
So when I was coming up in junior high, like I was like in eighth grade, like the only actual physical activity I did was basketball, but I was I ate a lot of Oreos. I drank 2% milk. I'm not even kidding. Like it was water. Like this gallon right here, three of these, but just like 2%. And I was told it's like, oh, it makes big strong bones. But anyway, I'm getting off track. But I was like 5'9", 5'10", 200 pounds, and I don't really, you know, there's like a lot of like, I think that there is a correlation between like, actually I know, but whenever you're in a physical like drought and like mentally what that does to you, because I remember I was unmotivated. I mean, you saw it. Mm-hmm. I was playing video games all the time. Nothing wrong with playing video games, but you just got to keep
really
it in check.
Really good and really loud.
But played a lot of video games, ate a lot of food, you know.
You're very social. Still, you weren't locked in your room.
Well, no, I was weird, but I wasn't weird. You know what I'm saying?
I said you were weird.
Well, I mean, I was, but like to an extent, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like sophomore year, I don't know what it was. I really think it was God. It had to have been a higher power, because I woke up one day and I was like, I'm not happy. Mm. Like, I don't, because it was a mixture of just not feeling comfortable in my body, like genuinely. And I made the mistake. I didn't really reach out to a ton of people to ask for help. I kind of tried to tackle it on my own. Mm-hmm. And I did it in a way that kind of caused my mental health to get a little bit better, but then kind of drop again. I cut a ton of calories out because I just was so impatient. And I ran a lot and I dropped to, I was growing at the time still. So I was like 6'2", 6'3", 169, 170 at the doctor. Holy and I didn't, crap. And I didn't see a problem with it. I was like the doctor's like, oh, like you're, you know, unhealthy. And I'm like, what do you mean unhealthy? I've been fasted like all day today. Like I had a Tic Tac for lunch. I'm full right now, I was
a little unhealthy.
I really thought that was a correct way to do it. And, you know, with that, like I was not in a good place either because it was going from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
And when you do that and you're not patient with it, it can really cause you to go on a roller coaster of emotions and like mental clarity. I found that whenever I first stepped into the weight room, my buddies wanted me to go with them. And ever since I've been doing that, and I started lifting heavy and I started counting my calories and making sure I'm getting the right nutrition along with the right supplements and
vitamins. Refusing to eat any food that's bad for you. Just
No. I mean, it's fine in moderation. There's like, it's like an 80-20 rule, yeah, right? 80%, you know, you're dialed, you're going in, you know, that one meal on Saturday night with grandma and, you know, whatever.
Well, it's hard being a Southern mama and I could never cook those recipes. Like he wanted the chicken, you know, baked chicken and just the vegetables, no starches, no potatoes, none of that kind of stuff. But it's good. It does help you.
But
it puts you in a better mood.
But after really getting dialed on that for like a year or so, I returned to like a normal weight. I was like 185, 190 and, you know, 6'2", 6'3". And it was like, you know, that was probably when I started feeling normal, like a normal human being. Because before that, it was always like, even from what's outside sources? What would that be? Mm-hmm.
External.
External sources. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But external sources telling me you're too big or why are you so skinny? You know, like people don't realize how much like really that like really affects someone.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how strong you are mentally. If you hear that all day, every day, it's going to eat at you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finally, when you finally stop doing it for like that outside view and you do it for yourself is when you finally come into your own, I feel like, and then you can start making progress in all fields of your life. And
then he's dunking. And then he played college ball.
Duncan,
mom's proud.
I PR'd on bench press today, guys. I benched 275.
Oh, gosh.
Big man. Yeah. Nice. Lucas gets it, man. Lucas gets after it. I see them chests, bro.
Oh, gosh.
Big old pecs.
Before this becomes a bro fest here.
A bro fest.
So here's the other thing. So I am proud of him. This is something that you can apply in your business as well. It's discipline. He's wrapping up or getting close to the end of 75 hard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's done it the whole, and I've been super proud in particular since he's going to go on spring break, and he's at that point that, you know, you can't have anything bad in your body.
Right.
So that's a good thing, but it's reading 10 pages, 2 workouts a day, no sugar, that kind of thing.
10 pages with a diet, 2 workouts a day.
Yeah.
I think that's it, but like, you never really realize how hard
A gallon of water.
Oh, yeah. The water, too. But, like, that just kind of keeps me full.
That's
anyway,
so important.
Like, I don't want to eat
that. But, you know, it's discipline. And you got to have that in all facets of your life. Because if you want a successful business, we talk about this all the time. You can wake up on a day, and like you said, the bottom of your feet hurt. You stand up and you're like, oh, then you realize your whole body hurts. Then your head hurts. And then you just kind of want to go back to bed or sit around. Okay. If that happens to you, you have to have the discipline to know, okay, maybe right now is not my time, but what can I do? Can I go for a run? Can I take some vitamins? Can I go drink some water? Can I call a friend? Can I do something to change my mindset? Mm-hmm. Because I got to go to work. Yep. You got to work at something, because to have anything and to have that thing be worth anything, you got to work for it. And I think that's what people miss a lot is, they don't realize the sacrifices that you have to make.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Sacrifices are it's part of
that.
It.
And like, you can even frame it a different way too, which is what I like to do, which I think helps me the most, is like, if I'm like, wake up feeling sad or like exhausted, mm-hmm. or I didn't sleep well or whatever, I just say, oh, that's okay. I can be sad. I can be tired, but I can still do the work.
Yeah, that's another way.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like I feel like there's a lot of like motivational people out there that are like, you know, never. I'm not talking about Gary Brecka or whatever, yeah. but like, right. there's a lot of people who are like, you know, never have bad days, be consistent. No. You know those people I'm talking about.
Yeah. Sure.
But like, no, you just need to know that like, you're human.
Right.
You're going to have a rough day, but you can still do the work anyway.
The work, but I would also recommend, and I try to do this personally, is try to change that mindset. You know, what's worked for me is, and this is hard, but I know you go to the Bible a lot, I know you journal a lot, and sometimes that can be the difference. And then, you know, the other thing I would say is, if you're able to stand up, if you're able to still work in your business, if you're not dealing with a serious illness or dealing a loved one with a serious illness, somebody else always has it worse than you. And that's helps always. Me. Yep. That changes my perspective a little bit. It's like, what am I belly aching over? Really? You know,
seriously.
Because there are people who have it so much worse, you know, and I try to remember that as well.
But what you were talking about, that is actual discipline, because you're not going to wake up every day and be motivated. You're not going to wake up every day and be happy. You know, stuff's going to happen to you, and you know, life is a roller coaster of ups and downs. And I figured that out and I'm 19, you know, I mean, it's just, you're going to have bad days, you're gonna have good days, but are you going to show up? Are you going to show up every single day, regardless of where you are mentally, physically, emotionally, et cetera? Like, you have to have a checklist mentally and refuse to stop that day until everything on that list is done.
That is true.
You know,
and that's the byproduct.
Right.
If you don't try to shift that frame of thought during the day or something, maybe you don't work as hard, or maybe you don't complete all of those things, and then it carries into the next day, and then it could cause some problems carrying into the next day. But I always say, you know, as we're looking ahead and trying to make things better in lives and offer this encouragement, tomorrow is usually better.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, whether your tomorrow is a day from now or maybe it's a week from now, but it's better. And and I wish more people would really let that sink in.
Yeah. Yeah. I was recently looking at a study for anxiety, and they said one of the biggest factors now that's causing anxiety and stress is unmade decisions.
Oh,
so if you sit on decisions for too long and don't make them,
that makes sense.
And then it carries over the next day. Now you have more decisions to make, but you still haven't made the decisions.
You haven't made
the before.
Wow.
And people are asking you, hey, what do you want to do with this?
Wow.
Yeah, like, well, I haven't decided yet.
I feel that so much, man. Just coming off of basketball and having to decide if I want to play anywhere else or like what school I'm going to go to. And then it's, where do you want to go? Like,
and mom and, yelling, have you filled out the scholarship?
Yeah, dude. Right? It's just, it builds. I mean, I stay solid and I kind of give it to God, you know, and obviously I try to think of the answers, but I also, you know, pray to him and want him involved in it.
Absolutely.
But, It is something that can't go unchecked. Like, you need to try to like solve things as time passes, because if you just let stuff bubble over, then you're going to have a list that you just can't check off. Like, it's just going to be too long. And then even then, at that point, then it gets discouraging and then you just don't make those decisions.
Well, and I think a lot of people, this is me, like this is me to a T that I still have an issue with, is like, I'm scared to make the wrong decision.
Yeah. Mm.
But if you're scared to make the wrong decision and you make the wrong decision that day, well, guess what? You made that wrong decision earlier. So you learned something.
That's right.
And so now you can make a better informed decision the next day or whatever, and like, be okay. Cause like, be okay knowing that you're going to make a wrong decision one day.
Very good point. Yeah.
Because it just brings you closer to whatever you want to do anyway. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's surrounding yourself and learning and reading. And, you know, we talked about our friends from Croatia. They were in town and they've actually been on the podcast. I was able to observe them for, oh goodness, a couple of months now. And do you know that those two very happy people, I you know, it was cute to see them in a little quarrel or whatever. Happiest people I've ever seen in my life. The first hour of the day is theirs. They work out. They go through breathing exercises. They do things that they know they need to make their minds and their bodies stronger.
Yeah.
And man, it seemed to change the trajectory of their entire time here.
They seemed like generally like happier people than like most Americans too, which is kind of, and the energy level too.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah. So you gotta think about it. Like, that, is that all by chance, or is maybe that hour, which I'm sure it's not just an hour. I'm sure they make conscious health decisions throughout their day, but like,
never used the microwave and never that I saw consumed any processed food. They were cutting a lot of avocados, having salmon. They would make some pasta dishes.
Are they rich?
Very healthy. You know, I don't know. But
they cut costs for sure. I was impressed. Mean, you were asking them what they wanted for their grocery list, and they're like, oh, we have wheat thins.
They need eggs, and they needed some Greek yogurt and some fruit.
It was very short, short grocery list.
Yeah, very, very pure, you know, substantive, salt of the earth kind of people. Uh-huh. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Wow.
So look, Gary Brecka, look at that intro we just gave him. Now we need him to come on.
Yeah, now he has to come.
Yeah, we
talk
just
about his
him.
Hydrogen water.
Oh my God, no. Okay, I don't know about y'all. I do not have $200 for a water bottle, but
what?
Yeah,
we'll try it out.
It's hydrogen water. So essentially, you put this water into like this little cup, and it infuses hydrogen ions into it, which supposedly has a lot of health benefits, and it might. But at the same time, is that
probably
really
not attainable for everybody.
And I'm sure you could probably find one for like, and this is, I mean, I respect
the
hustle.
Okay, are you going to blow my chance of getting him on the show?
No. Make your money. I get it. Like, I would do it too, man, if I had the same following. But you got to think, like, this dude could go to like you could go on, like, I don't know. I'm sure that if you typed in hydrogen ion water, you could find one for like $30. I'm sure you wouldn't have an issue with me saying that if he really cares about the health of like everybody.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's fair.
He already knows if you're going to die anyway, and when you're going to die.
I didn't call him out. I said it's great, man. I would have made it 400. So he's generous.
So marketabilities, guys, find us. You can use all of this. If you think about it, you can apply it to your business and to your life. And look, we're just all getting better together. How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Is that the same? Right. Is that what y'all do now?
That's
no,
it.
Right now.
Okay. How about that?
How about that? All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.